the parasha of Aleska, you have a parasha Ketana, which is a mysterious parasha, Shalibim Kema, with the Nun Zafuchos. The parasha of Ibn Sa'aron, it says, Ibn Sa'aron, Ayimah Moshe Kum Hashem Putzev Yechav Yusam Sanecha Panecha, Uvnucha Yayimah Shubha Hashem Rivas Alfa Yisrael. So the parasha itself is a very mysterious parasha. It's a parasha that's mafsik in Pranas and Pranas. And you have the Nunim over there to tell you that it's Kilo Shalabim Kaimai. The whole mitzvah of a parasha between mafsik and Pranas is fair to understand. I mean, Lemaisa, if they did something wrong, they did something wrong. But what is it? I mean, what does it mean the hefsik between Pranas and Pranas? And, I mean, it's big in Yanam, the Nuns. But Lemaisa, the ois nun is a ois, it's really used, I mean, for these in Yanim, then what are the nun hafuchas over here? I mean, how does Ishtal affect the parasha? The, Lemaisa, this also has a halacha of a sefer. The Gemara says, the Gemara darshins and Shabbos, that you matzil a sefer Torah that has a parasha ketan in it. If all that's left is a parasha ketan, 85, what's a parasha ketana? It's 85 voices kineged, 85 voices in this parasha. This parasha itself, it might be matzal anyway because there's two shemes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but any other parasha needs to have 85 voices. That's called a parasha ketana shavataya. So lemaisa, you see that Vayhi ben Seh and Uvenucha is a total parasha. It's a complete unit in a sefer. So, I mean, Bal Korchah, the Pshat is one pasuk can't be a parsha, because one pasuk, except for a rare occasion, but one pasuk is ilu, not a parsha. Two psukim is a parsha shleima. It's mitzvah for something bigger than itself, which is a parsha shleima. I understand that the two nekudis of this one parsha that is. Also, it's called, in Chazal, in Vayikra Rabbah, other Chazal, they all say that the Sefer Torah has Zion parashas. It says that Chochmas Noshim Bon Sabayis Chotzva Mudeh Sheva, that the pillars of the bayis that the Chochmas Noshim built were seven pillars. Those are the seven Chumashim. So the Medrash says there are five. So they say when you stick in Vayben Seah, you now have seven. So again, you have you see that this turns the Sefer Torah into seven Sfarim instead of five. So the Chshivus of it is, it makes it turn into seven Halakim. The Rashi here, Pshat and Rashi, is Kuma Hashem, so Rashi says means to stop, to stand still. But then he says Shuva Hashem, so he brings Miloshn Margoa. The Pesha Pshat and Shuva Hashem means HaKadosh Baruch Hu should come back, like the Targum says, Tuv Hashem, Hashem should come back, like Miloshen Tshuva. He says, Miloshen Margoya, Rashi says, Menachem Tirgumoy, that it's Miloshen, Menachem Tirgumoy Loshen Margoa, which means to come to rest, V'chein B'Shuva V'Nachas Tivasheim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Yeshua will come through Shuva V'Nachas. So, the word Shuva doesn't mean come back, but it means to stay in one place. So it's hard to understand the whole kesher. Suppose what it means HaKadosh Baruch Hu should stand in one place. I mean, hakeh, the first one is we call Hashem as HaKadosh Baruch Hu should come back, should wait. But what does Shuva mean over here in the idea of standing in one place? And how does it fit with the word Rivas Alfa Yisrael? I mean, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lemaisa, I mean, if you learn Shuva to come back, it means there are Rivas Alfa Yisrael waiting for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, come back to us. But Shuva Hashem Miloshen, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be stay in one place, should sit still kavi yachol. What does it mean? It's madna. Okay, so we have to understand the sefer Bamidbar deals with Klal Yisrael in the Masos, and the mitzvahs of Bamidbar. The Ramban says in the Akdom Bamidbar that this sefer does not have many mitzvahs that are permanent. Most of the sefer deals with temporary inyanim that happen while they're in the midbar. So l'chur et shver, we know that the Torah is nitzchis, and the Torah is meant to be given as a sefer of nitzchi. Even the neviim, those neviim that were not nitzach l'doris, were not written down. There's no such thing as a nevuah that's temporary, and we still have it written down. Torah Shebiktav is permanent, it's eternal. So why would the Torah write down a whole sefer that deals with inyanim that were only good l'shaitai and not permanently? So it's a kilu. I mean, he's taking a whole sefer which we read and we keep as a davar nitzchi v'kayim, and saying it all dealt with temporary inyanim that are in the midrash. In the pasuk, in the whole din, and hold the masos, those svarim all say that the membeis masos is connected, the membeis connected membeis oisis of Shem Hashem, and each so meila al pi Hashem yachnu is al pi Hashem yisol. We understand. Hakadosh Baruch Hu, whenever Hakadosh Baruch Hu said to go, that's when they went. But al pi Hashem yachnu, they say is connected the revach between the two oisis of the Shem, and it's modna. If I say l'mashal that I only go where my boss sends me, so it's obvious that I don't do anything but that. But I move only where my boss sends me means that the person's activities are completely dedicated to his balabas or whatever, and he does only what he's told to do or when he's sent to do. I mean, what does it mean? Al pi Hashem yachnu, al pi Hashem yisol. What is the al pi Hashem yachnu? It's obvious. If they only move when HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells them to move, so the rest of the time they're not going anywhere. I mean, it means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them to stop. L'chur in the Yisrael means that their entire Nesiyah is dedicated to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we have to understand this whole parasha, the parasha of Midbar, this parasha in particular, and so on. We have to understand it in context of the Mahalach of Aveda, and let's try to understand it in a more global sense of Avedas Adam. Every Mahalach of Avedas Adam is where a person struggles to move from one Nekuda to another Nekuda. That's the Metzias of Aveda. A person at a certain Makom, and a person trying to be Ben Aliyah, a person trying to be Al Madrega, however you want to, whatever nusach you want to use, person wants to go further. However you want to describe what a hemshech of aveda is, it always means that the person is going through a series of steps. The tzara sheva of that type of inyan, the tzara sheva of that mahalach is that each and every one of those steps is temporary. Each and every one of those steps is not where the person is finished with, and there's a lack of a learning platform, let's call it, on each step the person is walking. As a person goes step to step, that in every point of halicha, in every point of going, then the person is not here, not there, not anywhere. So when you're taking a look at a person's aveda, so halicha is an aveda that moves a person forward, and meirach gisa, the person is nowhere while he's going forward. You can't pinpoint him at any place because there's no place. If a person moves from a city to a city, it's not shaykh to pinpoint any place where he's at, because he's moving, he's in motion, he's going. So he's not here, because every place he's constantly going weiter. So that part of Aveda, the chelik of Aveda, which is movement, that we deher as being Aveda. And that's it. But what we don't deher is that if there is no metzias of gathering up the chalokim, then that's not aveda either. The Gemara gives all sorts of mishalim. If somebody plants and doesn't bother to reap what he planted, there's a mishalim Chazal give about a person capturing birds and not breaking their wings. The same thing as someone who's not chayzal mishnasay. The ikur yigia and aveda is in planting, in plowing. Planting, growing, the reaping is already finished. The person is simply gathering what's there. But if a person is not malakit, If a person is not ma'asif, then there's no avoider. The lekita, the ktsira, and the asifa are not less avoider than the zriya and the harisha and so on. So in avodas Hashem, there's a mahalach of the etzim mahalach, where the person is going somewhere, the person is doing something. That's step one. But we're not talking about Gan Eden and Olam Haba and Lasev Lavi. But if there's no mahalach in this world of being able to gather in what you have, then the person is your galerik. It's not because he doesn't have time to enjoy it, because he never has anything. If a person, let's give a grotesque mashal, a person is very wealthy, and a person has 100 houses, 100 villas spread all over the world. And every 3 days he goes from villa to villa, from mansion to mansion. So it's not the pshat the person rests in 100 places. The person is a novenot. His mitzis is novenot, he has nothing. It's not the pshat he has 100 places. He has no places. They're all motels. It's all part of his novenot and not part of his kviyas makom. So in every mahalach, every step, and that's when a person makes steps and landings, there's always the move. And where it stops. If there's no anocha, then all the akira in the world itself is nothing. That's not a malacha. A malacha is when there's a hanocha that came after the havara, after akira. If it's not enough, it's nothing. So umaisa, the tzura of movement, and the same thing also when a person walks. It consists of a step and a foot landing somewhere. That's the mitzvah of halicha. And it's a very mini way. So in the mitzias of going from place to place, which is be'etzim the mitzias of Adam, of all of Aveda, where a person is going someplace, there are two halakim to the going someplace. There's a nesia, the person has to move, and there is a chanaya, a person has to stand in some place. If the person doesn't stand any place, then the person doesn't have anything. So there's the Pi Hashem Yachma, Pi Hashem Yiso, is both Chalokim of the Nesia are Avedas Hashem. There's going, and there's standing and regrouping, so to speak, what you have. In this Parasha Ketan over here, you have the Vayhi Ben Seir Aaron. Means that where a person is noseya, a person is busy with the things outside him. Just like when a person, the difference between living in a city and traveling is that when a person travels, a makam sakana. And that's why we benchmark are going, well, even if a person takes a normal nesiyah, as long as there's a Shem nesiyah, holchei midbaris, holchei yamim, avdrachim, there's tefillas haderech. A nesiyah is where a person is constantly dealing with a new outside. So the outside is permanent, and he's temporary, and he keeps moving from point to point. That's nesiyah, that's halicha, and that's sakana be'etzim. So the focus of this, when a person is going, he's not focusing on his own mitzias, but he's focusing on the mitzias in bachutz, on the things that are staring him, on whatever is around him, the peronyas, some structures of the derech, the listen, the peronyas, the mazikim, everything that there is in the derech, the koitzim, bakoinis, all of the pegayim, rayim, and the drachim are the inyanim that a person is mismated with. But even if a person conquers all of his enemies and stops them, the person doesn't have anything yet, because having overcome the enemies is not yet a mitzias of shleimus. The fact that no one is around to bother you doesn't mean that you're a viable mitzias, because there's the next step is giving yourself a mitzias. Uvenucha yoyma shuva Hashem Rivos Alpha Yisrael, Shuva Miloshim Magoya means Shchina, which is the Teichin of Avedis Adam, comes in two forms. There's Shchina that's Leichem Keneged Dechutz, and that's one nekuda of Shechina where there's seinim ibachutz, and a person perceives avodas Hashem as milchama. And it is. It's Muhammad with Nisyonis Mibachutz, with Yitzhahara, with Pgoyim Rayim, with Moinim, with Mafriyim, with Sotlan Faneinu, Sotlan Achenu. Fine. Those are those in Yonim. But when he's won that battle, he still doesn't have a Mitzias. The Mitzias, when a person has won the battle and he has no place to go back to, when a person has no Mitzias to settle into, then that's not Avedis Hashem. Ubenucha Yoima Shuva Hashem. The be ashra shchina of menucha. Sometimes you find a person who's a tremendous askin, and he's tremendously busy to build things and do things for Torah and so on and so forth. But when everything is finally there, he can't sit still and learn because his teva, he doesn't have the ashra shchina of menucha. He has the ashra shchina of mulchama, but doesn't have the ashra shchina of menucha. Shuva Hashem means there's a hashgacha and there's a shor hashchina in menucha. There's a kodesh baruch hu that yitze lefneim b'mulchama with the aron bris Hashem. That's one a gil of a kodesh baruch hu. That's why even soya and the venucha yoima is that when it's b'mekoymoi, it should have a metzias and his galus hashchina as well. That's the shuva Hashem. The rivers of Israel means that all the koyches when a person is battling outside. In a zman of milchama, when everything is facing klapi chutz, there are thousands of seinim, which each koyach is a milchama kinegedah one. Each nekuda inside, this soldier is fighting this soldier, this guy in the navy is fighting this person is a spy, this person this. Everyone is doing something klapi chutz, and b'neila there's a certain element of pizer, even though everybody's doing it for one goal. But each one is busy. The bachutz is always a ribui. There's a lot of misan echa. To become a kli for Ashur Hashchina, Klal Yisrael needs to fall back inwards and to become miksha achas mitzad de metzias. Not mitzad that everyone's fighting his own battle like allies during a war. So they're united against the common enemy. And this person fights in the south, this person fights in the north, this person fights here, this person fights there. But there is no metzias where they're coming together as one metzias. So the second half is of Nucha Yoima. And that's the pshat that it's this minimal parasha in the Torah. It's not a complete parasha if it doesn't include both a melchama klapi chutz and a menucha klapi pnim. Note every Torah, every chelik of Torah includes in itself a metzias klapi ra. It's a preventive klapi something outside, and it also becomes a shleimus mitzad nefesh ha'adam mitzad his metzias. We'll explain it later a little bit. The parasha b'meila turns the sefer Torah. That's the side of Chazal, that the parasha turns the sefer Torah into Zion Sfarim. The side, five is called an aguda in Chazal. Agudas is the earth. Chamisha sheyashvu in Lamdus aguda means chalokim that are banded together for a common tachlis. L'moshel, like a lulav and esrig, it's called an aguda. The lulav and the adasim, the aravis, that's called an aguda because you take different things and you bind them with an outside band so that they function in harmony. That's the yisod of five. The yisod of seven is that there's an akuda of menucha over there, like Shabbos. And b'meila you have the sefer Torah, as long as it has five halakim, it's five units that work together for something. When you have seven halakim, then you have in itself an akuda of menucha, a makom with those five, with those six halakim can become one chelik. That's the side of menucha. The pshat that it's stuck in between two puranyas is because puranos can't become nitzarif. There is no such thing. When a person has a quote-unquote bad streak of luck, or problems on the sinus, a person begins to feel at one place a transition that it's not a lot of nisyonis, but it's just one big mess. That's the attitude of the person. This parasha is a gilui that nisyonis are always separate. Vayibin say Aaron, kum Hashem v'yafutza yivecha v'yonusu misanecha, is that every oyev is a different oyev, every sinah is a different sinah, and b'meila each one is separate. The venucha yema is that the seed of menucha lies only in Shuvah Hashem, Rivas Alfi Yisrael. In Klal Yisrael is only one. There's a great echad. So even though you have Rivas Alfi Yisrael, the Klal Yisrael is great echad. B'meila there is no tzira. So l'mashal, if a person, sometimes a person who has achmonatan a serious machla has 15 symptoms that are wrong with him. This is wrong, this is wrong, this is wrong. So if the doctor perceives that it's 15 different diseases, it happens to be a heart problem, and it happens to be a dermatological problem, it has to be such a problem, such a problem, such a problem, so the doctor deals with it. But if the doctor understands that it's one machla that's taking its price in every part of the body, they say, well, the body is collapsed, the systems are collapsing, and there's nothing to do. But it's the difference is whether it's one or whether or if it's 15 different machlas, so each one is curable and each one is dealt with. If it's mitzdarif to one, the pshat is it's one machla that's already that's taking its toll on the heart, on the liver, on the lungs, this and that. Then the person is finished. So this parasha is this is the parasha of Kadosh Baruch Hu's megala that in the Nesia, in moving, there's a function klapira, and every step of the way there might be another mulchama, but the tziruf of together as one parasha is only shayach and toiv, and b'meila that's mafrid between puranis to puranis. That's that fellow between puranis puranis that Rashi speaks about. The havana of the nuna. I mean, you see this inyan about chaniya and alicha. You see it in other areas as well. By the tkiyas, by the chatzaitzris, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe to make two chatzaitzris. One of the chatzaitzris was made for one of the chatzaitzris was to urge them to move, and one chatzaitzris was to urge them to stay. There were two different kailas. There was tkiyas and there was shvarim. In other words, both of them, there was an Alpi Hashem, Yach Alpi Hashem, Yisu, because both of them are Avedis Hashem. Moving is an Avedis Hashem, and that's an easy one to see sometimes. Let's get going, because both of them have brought it to Israel. And stopping and standing in one place is also Avedis Hashem. Both of them have a Chatzoytzer to call. Both of them have a distinct sound to call them. Each one, because each one is a Mahalach Vaveda. And there's two mahalchim. Moshe has two mahalchim. One is for Alpi Hashem Yachta, one is for Alpi Hashem Yisrael. It says, I think Reb Tzedek says that the tkiyas that were before Shabbos, about the tkiyas before Shabbos are a remez to the mahalach of going from a week of work to Shabbos. And it says in Bebevel they would be mekabel. They have a mesoris to mekabel Shabbos to trua, because in Bavel, even the Shabbos was Bitzar, and B'meila, Bavel was a Mokum Choshech, and Bavel was a Mokum Tzar, and B'meila, they were Mekabel, even Shabbos Tech Trua. But there were two different Kailas. There was a Kail of Trua, which is Shvarim, it's choppy pieces. That's the Kail for Nesia. That's the Chatzoitz of Nesia. And the Chatzoitz of Chanoia is the Tkia, where you Mitzar the Kailas, and it becomes one Kail. The nun over here, the two nunim themselves, there's a nyanim da'im b'umr shalaylam, the two nunim, but l'fi akeinu, a little bit what the sforum of megala, what the, and so on. It says that in Ashrei, it says Ashrei is a maila, Ashrei is a very, very chashuv peirik, atil el David, actually. Why? So Chazal give two reasons. One is because it's written if you say the Aleph Beis, and also because it's Pasiyas Yodecha. If it's written if you say the Aleph Beis, so Chazal says, why don't you say Tamna, Kuf Yutes, Apitamna, And if it says Pasech Sedecha, it also says it in Halak Gavul. So this has both Pasech Sedecha. On the other hand, it's missing the Nun. And it's Merum is the same Hashem Uchal HaNoiflim. So it's from Masbir that the anything that's a Mahalach of Aleph Beis means that there's a Kesidrindike Mahalach. There's a Kesidrindike Mahalach of things in order, which means that the Seichel has a Metzias to it. The Seichel has an ability to say A, B, C, D. When a person explains something and he wants to break it up logically, he uses Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet. Pesach Sedecha Maspil Chochai Ratzin is also a remiss to Anhagav HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he stolzach tzu to the person. In other words, here's the person and here is his understanding, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu Maspil Chochai Ratzin, I satisfy each person kefit havenosai, kefit agosai, and kefit fisosai. That is the mitzias of the chshivas of Sai that it's for Aleph Beis and Sai Pesach Sedecha. A nefila, when a person falls, Rachman and Son, in the pictures that they showed and so on, when a person goes down is one thing. When a person falls, he's completely at a loss. When the earth opens up and a person just falls, so he's got no achiza, he's got no tfisa. It's a metzias of where he's out without a shulton of seichel whatsoever. That's the metzias of nefila, and that's why nefila is such a shaking experience that a person doesn't have a sense of being able to grab anything. He's falling. He sees when a person is slipping down. So a person can grab on. A person can pull himself up. A person can hold on. A person has for help. A person is falling. A person is nowhere. That matziv has no makim and ashrei. So nun is a matziv where it's ke'ilu, a mahalach that is past a person's tfisa and achiza. That's why the two nunim were oikar a parasha in Atayra. They were oikar a parasha, in other words, they so to speak put the parasha in freefall. The parasha is not its logical sequence. It's not a chronological sequence. It's neither here nor there nor anywhere. So the Eis Nun is the mahalach of those in Yanim that are mufka from Tfis and Das Adam. And this parasha is like that. So the Zohar says the Vayhibin Soya starts with a Nun that its Ape is Mulgab. It faces away from the parasha. The Nun faces the other direction. And it's Ke'ilu. There is no ha'ara to person. In the matzav of Vayhi b'nesoya, in the nesia, on the nun of nesia, so that's a makom where a person is with pizra das, with pizra nefesh, and he's nowhere. The Kli Yakov says, what's the difference between halicha and nesia? So he said, halicha is an act of the feet. A person walks someplace. A person's here, and he decides to go somewhere. But you remain in control of the situation. Nesia, the Kli Yakov says, is where the guf and the das of the adam go. In other words, the person is also not a pizra das. Chazal say shmaitz boi tzlusa. A person's learning needs klarkeit. If a person is suffering from tiltel adrochim, then the person is not, he can't learn. He's being metaltel. That's why the Gemara says you need to sit in a place because Shmaita boy tzlusa. It needs a certain tzlilus hadas. In the Gemara Megillah, it says that when they came to ask Bnei Yisachar about the when Achashverosh asked Bnei Yisachar Yedir Itim, so they wanted to get out of it eloquently. They said that since the total of Golos, we can't think clearly, but on Moyav it says Shakat al Shmarav. So Chazal give a mashal. It's like when you take wine and it has in itself silt, it has in itself pieces. So if you shake it, then the thing is always murky. It's always cloudy and murky. when you let it sit and settle, that's when you get a clear. So over there was they wanted to get out of it. They wanted to diplomatically avoid answering him. So they told him, we, the tilkul of Golas, has murkied our waters, and we can't really respond clear-headedly. And go to Noyav, Shakat Shal Shmarav, it's been sitting, and Bemela, things have settled down. So the nun of Vayhi ben Saya, the nun that opens Ibn Saya, is a hafka. It starts with the Torah breaking off. All of a sudden, we're left in the middle of a parasha, and we're going nowhere. That's Nesia. Nesia means the person has lost what he has, and he isn't anywhere, and he's just and he's wandering. He has no mako minucha whatsoever. That's what Ibn Saya. The nun at the end turns its face back to the parasha, because vaket in the venucha yema in the nun of Nesia, that is the nun. It's a hafka. It's the nefila that's mafkia person from it. Then it's a seimach Hashem lechol ha-noiflim. It doesn't mean Akadosh Baruch Hu, after the person fell, the person is a chaylim. Seimach Hashem lechol ha-noiflim means that in the nefila itself, things begin to come together. So the second nun is the nun of a venucha, and that nun turns its face to it, and there's a ha'aras panim towards us. Those are the two nunim, how they cut the parasha out, and they become the bracket to the parasha, they become the teichen of the parasha, and that's how the parasha presents to us. So in understanding it in its full sense, there's a chazanish saw somebody who was a tremendous ilui and constantly kochin and learning and tumbling and kochin. And Chaznish observed him and he said, but he never has time to think about what he learned. In other words, in moving towards anywhere, there are two phases. On the first phase, a person has to push. A person has to, whether it's pushing himself to do the right thing, or pushing himself to go up to davening, or pushing himself to learn, or whatever it is, the person needs to uproot where he is and what he is, and to move forward. Every moving forward is an uprooting from where you are. And therefore, every change requires a certain afkar of where you are, and that is a certain nefila. It might even be going upward, but when you jump, you're also in limbo. You're also in no place. And that's the first. And as a person is struggling with Yetzirah, and the mashal, a person struggles with his Yetzirah, with his taiva, and so on. It's a battle. And every battle is frustrating because you feel that you're spending your energy just taking care of problems. You're not going anywhere. You're not doing anything. That is the first pasuk. But uvenucha yema means there's an aveda at every so often that a person regroup and put things together. A person be mizbeinin, and when the person who's learning sits down and chazes, all of a sudden bits and pieces come together. When a person is learning, the derech is you open up a lot more kashas than you're capable of answering. That's the mahalach of it. A person learns something, he's not clear, he's not sure, and so on. That's the mahalach of learning. It's like plowing, and planting. When a person goes back a second time, or a third time, or after he finished it, goes over it again, that mahalach is a mahalach of sort of putting the pieces together. It happens to some degree. The more a person does it and so on, the more it happens. But that's a mahalach where a person is putting things together and making it into mikshachas. When a person fights his Yetzirah, and a person has struggles, everyone has his Yetzirah and his struggles with it. And so a person only deheres the Avodas Hashem in the struggle. It needs a lot of koiches, but somewhere along the line, but where did the person emerge? If a person doesn't put any avodah of his vayna saying, after a year of struggling, I have a sense of kedusha, I have a sense of toiv, I have a sense of elevation, I have a sense of nobility. If a person doesn't focus on the herring, what he's gained out of it, if a person doesn't deher the where the pieces come together, so he's nowhere. The Sfarim pointed out that the Ben Soya's Begimatria Yaakov that the first pasuk is Negev Yaakov, second pasuk is Negev Yisrael. Yaakov is always the Ishmael Chama with Esau. He's always one fighting and struggling with Esau. Yisrael is where there's Ashur Ashchina. Yisrael Kael and so on. The Metzias of Klal Yisrael is that they come to a resting place and a Menucha, and then they find their own Metzias. A person hasn't found his own Metzias, no matter how hard he struggles with Ra, and no matter how hard a person struggles to do Toiv, that still hasn't found his Metzias. Finding a Metzias, it requires the Ikar, since it's very hard to give an Avodah for something that's not an Avodah. The Mokum Avodah lies in thinking about it. The Mokum Avodah is sometimes it's a Chazara, sometimes, and most of the time, it's sitting back and focusing on, now that I've moved from point A to point B, define the point B in your own mind. Define yourself what it means, a person who's Nizah and Lashon Hara, has a different surah of his yachsus to people. Let the person notice, the person has to focus on seeing the change, or else he'll never get anywhere. To keep going without stopping any place is a matzav of nefila. Seimach Hashem Chol HaNeiflim puts in, the mind can't live forever where a person is just doing and running and going, but he's not getting anywhere. If the person keeps, if free fall is a free fall. And b'meila, there's no mokum, there's no tefisa of seichel, there's no tefisa of adam in it, and he be'etzim in a certain sense has no madreka. So there's an avoda. Vayhi ben Sar Aaron is the first avoda, and it's the hard avoda. It's the readily perceived hard avoda, and the difficult one. And people struggle with it as best as they can, whether it's with kumbase or sheval taisa. The kumashem v'yafutza ivecha v'nusus hanecha. It says Chazal say that one small medrashim that we find something by adam that we don't find by malachim. An Adam can say Kaviyachu Kuma Hashem. Kaviyachu means get moving, and Vnucha Yema. And Malachim can't say both of them. The Teretz is because Malachim are not shayach to going anywhere. They are what they are, and that's that. Klal Yisrael can be Megala Kadosh Baruch Hu through Kuma Hashem. A person who's holding one place begins to move and to push and to struggle and to work and to grow. So there's a Kuma Hashem, the person fights and struggles and goes somewhere. But then there's a second Aveda. And that second Aveda, and it's all, both of these Giluyim are Avedas Adam. Malachim can only, a continual state of a battle is also not a Mahala. It's also not finished. A person can make steps out of his Aveda and say, I'm now on step B, and a person can perceive Shuvah Hashem. In Shuvah Hashem Rivas Alfa Yisrael, it says the Shechin is not Sheira except on Rivas Alfa Yisrael, 22,000. It's hard to. I mean, these are in Yonim Nisgavim, but if we can give the morale speaks a lot. That two is always the number of movement. It's one is a stationary thing. Two, so Chaf Beis Elof is the ribui of movement. In other words, 20,000, 2,000. And 1,000 is the biggest number in a sense in counting. There's Rivas and Alpha Yisrael. So where there's a Shuva Hashem, where a person takes the ribuy of Klal Yisrael, and he makes a miksha out of it, and that's where you have Ashras Hashchina. A person, sometimes you see a person who did a lot of Avodah. And he got somewhere, but it's half baked. The person is like, it's like wine that's bubbling but hasn't settled. So definitely it's gotten somewhere, but it's not yet a product. A person who's not a miyushivdik person, a person who's not a settled person, a person who's not, the pieces don't click in harmony in him is halfway there. It's not a parsha shabbatayr. It's a pasuk, not a parsha. So especially now there's a certain breaking point, a certain end of year in a sense. The metzias, there's an avoid in a person that things have to gel together, and sometimes it's more subtle and it's much harder sometimes. But in certain areas it's easy. There's chazara, there's putting sukkahs together, yonim together, and so on. But more than anything else, it's a perception that Adam that understanding himself as making a subtotal, and the person has a certain sense of what he is. The person has a certain shleimus, and in the Benucha Yoma is where you have the Ashur Sashchina on the river, is Alfa Yisrael and Koichas in a person. Chance. Thank you.